Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So Tyler Tate, as we said, head coach, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Thanks, Coach. I appreciate you taking the time.
No problem, man. I appreciate you. Definitely appreciate the opportunity.
Speaking about opportunities, obviously you had quite an opportunity put before you over the last couple of months to be the new head coach at Dillard High School, a place you know so well. And what's that been like for you? I mean, they always say you can't go home, but you've been around that place for a long time. Talk about what it was like to come back.
It was truly a blessing to get an opportunity to come back home and coach for my home school, my alma mater. I was embraced with open arms by everybody. You know, my family is well known as Dilla alumni as well. So I felt comfortable. Unfortunately, I had to come back dealing with the pandemic, so my welcome was delayed. So we had a hold up as far as getting me on campus, getting me in front of the kids, also getting to know the parents. So I'm just getting around to getting to know all my kids and building relationships with my parents. So it's been trying, but at the same time, it's been a great, great experience for myself.
And you also add the unfortunate death of Coach Frazier, Eddie Frazier, and these kids. And it would have been great for you to have been on campus, you know, to have been able to deal with this and be there every day. But this pandemic, you know, and these kids obviously were close to Coach Frazier in the program. Talk about that, because that's something that I don't think many people talk about. Because, I mean, these are young men who, you know, when they respect people, they respect people. And obviously, that's another facet of this, not only coming into a football program that you weren't used to, but, you know, a situation like that, that, you know, a lot of the kids were extremely close. Talk about that.
Right. You know, that was a tough situation as well. And that's why I asked for parents and fans to be patient, because everybody loves football. Everybody focuses on football, but life is so much more important than the game of football. So we're going out, we're playing football, but I want everybody to understand we have no idea what these kids are feeling and what they are thinking going out on that field, especially in their first game. So it's a tough situation for all involved, but they're getting better one day at a time, one practice at a time. And I think we're starting to come together as a team and trying to move forward the best way we can.
Yeah, and you got some kids. I mean, there's a lot of athletes, but it's not like you're not used to that. You've been at a place the last couple of years at Chaminade Madonna that won big and that won at a high level. How much do you take with you from that experience? I guess you take everything, but what are you going to take with you? There's a lot. I mean, because you probably learned so much from everybody during that process. I mean, do you feel now that you come in and you are the head coach? I mean, no one could have any more experience at doing what you did at a high level and win at a high level. Talk about that, because I think that's important too, because you don't just come in as just a guy. I mean, you're somebody who's you know, been, you know, recognized for what you've done as a coordinator and somebody who, you know, as a leader and you really get in with the student athletes and you teach them so much away from football. Talk about that, because right. I think at Dillard that'll apply probably more so than ever before, because a lot of these kids you know, need direction.
Right, absolutely. And the first thing as far as your question about what I'm taking with me from my previous program, I'm taking as much as I can, man. I was truly blessed to be able to coach under Damian Jones. And I tell people this all the time. You know, the game of football is one thing, but he really taught me how to run an organization. That's what he taught me how to do. He taught me how to manage things as far as administration, parents, coaches, players. He was the best head coach I ever coached with, ever coached under, ever seen from running an organization standpoint, making sure everything is in line, looking like how it's supposed to look, running how it's supposed to run. I was really, truly, truly blessed to get that experience because without that, I wouldn't have been prepared at all to run a team. I learned everything from Damian Jones, everything on that end, and that really got me in the situation to be able to take what I learned from him and apply it to my new situation and also put my own seasoning on it as well.
You know, Coach, and you opened up last week, no preseason game, you know, just a few weeks of practice. What did you tell your team after the game? Because I know that, I mean, while you guys played extremely well, there were a lot of mistakes. It was a lot, you know, it was rust out there, but that's to be expected. What did you tell them? Because I think I heard you say that you were proud of them, what they've been through.
Man, I was extremely proud of them for going out there. We had 2 weeks of conditioning, and then we had 1 week of a period where we had to go with just helmet and then helmet shoulder pads. And then we really had 1 week of full all-out practice before we played a football game.
Right.
And I came into a situation where I'm just getting to know the kids. I'm trying to match my coaching staff and learn their offense and defense and plans of what they're trying to do, and we're trying to mesh everything. So it's a lot going on at once, and for us to go out there and play some winning football, I was very proud of them. We played against a great Fort Lauderdale team. And led by Coach Dunbar, which is a great head coach. So to go into that game and the situation I came in, the kids dealing with what they're dealing with the pandemic plus losing their previous head coach, for us to go out there and play winning football, I was extremely proud of them. The one thing I told our kids I want to work on is just being more disciplined from a penalty standpoint,
sure.
Cutting down on the penalties we can control, you know, as far as offsides penalties. Personal foul penalties. That's the stuff that I want to eliminate at Dillard High School. Things going to happen, like holdings and pass interference. That's going to happen. That's part of the game. But stuff that we control, self-inflicted penalties, that's what I want to see us cut down on. And until we can do that, you know, we can't go from a good team to a great team.
Yep, and I agree. But I will tell you this, just observing you guys and knowing you, I think that if you're a Dillard football fan, you have a lot to look forward to because it's going to be a fun ride, the athletes, the coaching. Again, Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Best of luck. You know we'll see you a lot over the next couple of years because you're going to have those kids, and those kids look like they love to play.
Right, and I definitely appreciate you having me on, and Blue, I want you to continue because right now I got an extremely young team, as you know. I got multiple eighth and ninth graders playing in my rotation right now because I got my own vision and plan for Dillard High School and what I'm trying to, you know, turn this program into. So I'm playing a lot of young guys trying to get ready for next year going forward. So just continue to follow us and keep your eye on us because we're coming.
Good stuff. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Coach Tyler Tate, head coach at Dillard.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.